Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Hi, Brianna. I don't want to get... Okay, in the beginning of January, I called questioning this charges to my account. Okay? They cancellated my... they canceled my membership. I have the code right here. And they stated that they would put $74 back on my card if the bank would call them and tell them that I dropped the claim against this company. My bank just sent me a letter stating that it was canceled, but they don't call. They wanted a three-way call. They don't do that. They said, I can give you a fax number or a dispute.com email, or I'm going to put the claim back in.
Okay, ma'am.
Because I don't understand this.
Can I get your zip code so I can pull up the account?
Yes, it's 02911.
And your first and last name?
Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, P-E-T-R-O-N-E. I don't mean to be vicious to you. I'm sorry. I'm just so confused.
And can you verify your address?
45 Esther Drive, North Providence, Rhode Island.
So I do see where you pay shipping and handling of $7.45 for that Wi-Fi booster and enrolled you into our Gadget Club for $49.97.
No,
your account was canceled. It automatically enrolled you, ma'am.
So oh, your see, account... now I didn't read that.
Okay.
Okay.
So your account was canceled, and what they mean is you have to call us and call the bank at the same time, a three-way call with the bank. They can do that where you call and hold the line. You can call the bank first and then put the three-way with us. But until that we hear from the bank that it's been canceled, we can't do anything, ma'am.
But what do you mean? You've charged – they no, they were supposed to put $74 back. It was a $250, and they were supposed to put $74 back. And I would have – I don't understand what you're saying because I don't know how to do a three-way call. I don't. I just talked to the bank. So, I mean,
okay,
if you
ma'am.
Want this claim dropped.
So, the only thing
get,
that
can,
we can assist you, like, we cannot refund you when a dispute has been in process. And we, unfortunately, cannot take your word for it. The bank has to call us and let us know the dispute has been dropped. So, what I advise to do is maybe go on Google and see how the three-way call so that we can hear it from the bank and we can go ahead and issue a refund. But until the dispute is dropped via the bank telling us that, we can't refund you, ma'am.
Wait a minute. Let me try calling. Would I just go to the telephone number and call them?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let me try that. I've never done it. So let's do this again. I got the number right here. Oh, that's good. That's easy. Never done it. Hello?
Just of your
yes,
credit card
ma'am.
Account number.
Okay, wait a minute. Now they want my credit card account number.
Thank you. Please enter the last four digits of the primary card. Please. Your up-to-date balance is
$5,666.93.
Your total available credit is
$6,000.
Your last payment of
$110.32
was posted on
January 10th, 2022.
You have a payment due of
$116.54
on
February 10th, 2022.
To make an automated payment by phone at no charge, press 1. Return to the main menu. Press star.
Wait a minute.
To repeat account balance information, press 1. Recent transactions, 2. Payment, 3. Online assistance, 4. Rewards program, 5. Other maintenance, 6. Travel notifications, press 1. Request PIN mailer, 2. Dispute or report an unrecognized transaction, 3. To inquire about or dispute a charge from a merchant, press 1. Please hold. A customer service specialist will be with you shortly. All calls are recorded and may be monitored for service quality and authentication purposes. At Citizens Bank, your security is our priority. Learn more at www.citizensbank.com/security.
Thank you for calling Citizens. My name is Jose. May I have your full name, please?
Yeah, Jose. My name is Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, Patron, P-E-T-R-O-N-E.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Ms. Patron. Can you please provide me with the last four numbers of your credit card?
0593.
Thank you. And what is your mother's maiden name?
Catalano.
Thank you, ma'am. How may I help you today?
Okay, right now we're on a three-way call. The merchant wants to know that I dropped the claim. If they don't hear from you, they cannot do anything. They wanted you to call them, but now it's a three-way call. So are you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here, ma'am.
Okay, here's the bank.
Hi, ma'am. My name is Jose. I'm with the credit card services. This call is being recorded for security and quality purposes, okay?
Yes, sir. We just wanted to make sure that the dispute for the $49.97 charge has been dropped so we can go ahead and issue a refund.
But you're going to issue, wait a minute, you got to issue $74, he said.
Okay, ma'am. So we can only issue what was charged. You was only charged $49.97.
That was 1 month, but the months before that. So he said he could give me $74 towards that.
Okay, ma'am. I just need to make sure the dispute is dropped before I can refund you.
Okay, they're on the phone. Jose?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay, so what would you need?
Has the dispute been dropped, sir?
I cannot answer anything to you, ma'am. For security purposes, I can only answer to the main account owner, which is Ms. Patron. So allow me just a moment, Ms. Patron. I just need to talk to you and only you, okay? Anything I ask you need to be answered by you.
Yeah, but now they can still hear you.
Yes, not a problem. That's not a problem.
That's fine.
So bear with me just a moment.
Okay.
So you're calling today to disregard the dispute that you entered back in December 6th, correct? For $49.97.
Right, and plus this letter I got was, I put another one in January 11th telling you to cancel it. And the merchants want a three-way call, which I never did before, to prove that I canceled it. So now that you're on the phone, you could tell them it's been canceled. I just got the letter today, and then they can credit my account.
Okay, bear with me just one moment.
Okay.
Yes, we did receive your mail back in January 11th to cancel the dispute, and the dispute was cancel and resolve in January 12th.
Okay. Did you get that, merchant?
Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and continue with the refund.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Jose. I'll just stay on the line with them. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Same to you. Thank you very much for banking with us, ma'am. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. We have refunded the account. It will take 3 to 5 business days before you see that back in your account. And they're coming back as two separate transactions, not one full amount, ma'am.
Oh, now, what's the full amount? It's going to be
so the two
credited
refunds of $49.97 are going to be refunded back to you, but they're going to show as two charges of $49.97 being refunded.
And then the four, and then and they'll let you didn't take out this month or last month, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So that's going to be like one. Well, I got it written down here, but like 150 is going to be back, right?
The 70 that was agreed upon, ma'am.
Yeah, and then the 49 for this month.
So we I refunded the December charge and the January charge, ma'am.
Okay, that's 50. We're 75.
Give me one moment, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. So that's actually $99.94.
Okay, that you're going to credit back $95 and okay, now let me write it down.
$49.97 plus $49.97 is $99.94.
Oh, but he said it was $75 and then 49 would be. All right, so you're going to see, I don't want to even go to. Okay, so you're going to send back how much?
The $99.94 has been refunded back to you, ma'am.
Okay, $100?
$99.94.
Okay, I got it. Thank you. So you know the dispute is ended, right?
Yes, ma'am. That's why I was able to refund you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.